Marketing is all about the process of getting the customer interested. Okay, you have to have a process. So when you have a product or a service, let's say like you've written your own book, right? That book is not going to sell itself. Okay, just because you wrote the book, the outside cover is nice, everything looks good, doesn't mean that the book is necessarily going to sell itself. You have to have some type of marketing strategy to get people interested. Specifically, you have to have a process. Like, you have to have a guaranteed process of how do I get people to buy my book and what do I have to do? So a marketing strategy could be like, okay, I'm going to knock on 10 people's doors today, ask them to buy my book and see what they say. That's marketing, because without you actually knocking on those doors, you couldn't get a yes or a no. And if you did get somebody to say yes, then that was a great form of marketing. You had to knock on that door to get somebody interested. It's the same way with like building an Instagram page. If you build an Instagram page and you start to make videos about your book, and then all of a sudden somebody hops in your inbox saying, hey, I want to buy your book, that's marketing, because you had a process of getting someone interested. Okay, so it's all about the process, you guys. You have to come up with a process of knowing that this is actually going to work for me to actually sell the product or service that I have. Now, sales is a lot different, because sales is all about asking people to buy something from you. Okay, and a lot of people get nervous asking people. They think that they're being picky, or they think that, you know, they're going to be annoying when they start asking people for money. But truth be told, you guys, is that, you know, in America, there's always some type of sales going on. You know, when you're watching TV, you start to see those commercials. When you're watching YouTube, you start to see those ads. Every second, somebody is trying to sell something to you. So don't be afraid to ask people for money. If you feel like you have a product or a service that's going to add value to that person, make sure that you ask them to buy it. And you're doing them a favor, because if they don't buy it, then they can't get the full benefits of what you're actually selling. They can't get the value that you really feel will add to the people that's going to buy it. So me, I have no problem with like asking people to buy my book, because I know that once you read my book, you're going to have a lot more knowledge about Instagram than you did before. So it's actually a positive thing to make a sale. It's actually a positive thing to ask people for money. And anybody, if you just like wanted to transition from, you know, working a 9-to-5 job to working for yourself, and you was like, okay, how do I really do this? It's all about marketing and sales. You have to have a process of getting someone interested in your product or service that you're going to now start selling. And then now you have to be able to say, you know what, can you guys buy it or give out a price and not give it out for free? That's sales, you guys. So I just wanted to make this real quick, real short, and I'll see you on the next podcast.